Farm Network, and we are fortunate enough to have a live guest with us in studio this morning to the Prairie Grains Conference underway in Grand Forks. Farm Bureau, Minnesota Farm Bureau Executive Director Karen Schaefer in studio. Karen, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
You are welcome. Good morning.
Let's talk. Obviously, we're going into a new legislative session. Minnesota Farm Bureau put out its priority list coming out of your state convention. I thought it was interesting to look at some of the issues. Workforce development, health care, availability of child care. Why are some of those kind of issues, I would look at maybe more non-traditional issues, why are they on that priority list?
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that, because I think we are hearing more and more from our members that it's not just about, you know, taxes, crop and livestock issues. It's those second tier issues that are really impacting their business. And it's also impacting rural vitality and making sure that our rural communities are strong, that we have a workforce to be able to get the products into market, as well as making sure that our farm families have the basic necessities that they need. Broadband, the access to childcare, and housing availability has really been a key issue that we're hearing.
And I think healthcare too continues to be a big issue.
Yeah, healthcare has been actually a priority for us for several years, but what we're seeing is it's sometimes been morphed now into more availability of healthcare as we see some of these smaller clinics in rural communities maybe closing or merging. Services get a little bit stretched thin. They have to go to a larger metropolitan city to get access to that. And one of the ideas and comments that have come from our members as well is the need for mental health care resources has become a higher priority, and also the availability of that is somewhat challenging, a long wait list to get in to see a professional.
We saw the news this week, a $17 billion surplus in the state of Minnesota. From rural Minnesota agriculture's perspective, what does that mean?
Yeah, we were actually pretty shocked by that number. It was significantly higher than what it was last year. And hearing kind of some of the discussions around, we want to make sure that we're spending those dollars very responsibly. If there's opportunities to get those tax dollars back in the hands of our members and citizens of Minnesota, but also looking at these one-time investments that a lot of people are talking about. This surplus will probably provide a lot of opportunities for folks to throw ideas at the table about one-time investment, and we want to make sure if there are some investments, we're looking at infrastructure, roads, bridges, we're looking at actual projects that are going to help farmers and ranchers to do their business every day, looking at resources that might be needed for the University of Minnesota and some of the research and innovation priorities, but then also, just being very responsible with those dollars, because we recognize that tides are shifting out there in the economy, and what does this look like in 2 years, and making sure that we're not overspending.
Right. There's been a lot of talk about we need to educate a lot of people in the halls of Washington, D.C., but it also goes on at the state capitol in St. Paul, too.
Absolutely. If listeners just heard Bruce Clavin talking, we've been really strategizing as an agriculture community in Minnesota. We have a lot of new legislators and a lot of legislators that we haven't even met since COVID, since we haven't been able to be in person. So it's putting a face to the name. It's being able to connect, understand what's important to them. There's a greater and greater divide between rural and urban, and we want to close that gap regardless of party affiliation.
Just quickly, American Farm Bureau Federation Convention is going to be here in a matter of weeks, early January. That's really where all that grassroots policy work culminates. We start at the county level, go through the state. It's always interesting to see those delegate sessions come together like that.
Yeah, we will actually be in hopefully sunny San Juan, Puerto Rico, in early January, and we're really excited because we have several state policies that are moving forward to the American Farm Bureau for consideration, and those all started as county ideas. So a county member came to the table and said, this is something that concerns me and something that I want the American Farm Bureau and the Minnesota Farm Bureau to consider, and it's moving its way through those channels to be debated by all of our delegates at the American Farm Bureau.
Karen, it's great to have you in studio with this one. It's a real treat for us.
Well, thank you. I've heard this is a longstanding tradition, and I would hate to have, ended this streak we've had going.
Well, good deal. Karen Schaefer with us, again, Executive Director of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.